When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
P98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Blessings.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Are you aware of these little tricks that stores play to get us, A, into the store, and once we're in the store, to buy things we don't necessarily want to be buying?
The bait and switch.
Tricks? I mean, yeah, they definitely use certain, like grocery stores, I know they want you to go right immediately, and then that's where kind of the high price stuff is.
Is that true?
Yeah, grocery stores always want you to go right.
Huh. That's interesting.
How do they make me go right?
I don't know.
They just want me. You just know. You just happen to know.
I think it's natural, just, yeah.
So I was at Phipps on Wednesday, and I saw a sign that said up to 25% off store-wide. If you saw a sign that said up to 25% off store-wide, what would you think that meant?
Everything in the store is up to 25% off.
Right. No. You go in and, yeah, there could be one item that's 25% off, and they're saying up to 25% off store-wide. Not everything in the store is on sale.
I hate that up to.
Yeah,
that's where they get
it's
you.
That just means like some things could be 5% off. Some things could be 10% off.
No, some things can be, most things can be 0% off.
That's,
but they're
dirty.
Saying store-wide.
Right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's super dirty.
Thank you. Another little thing that I want to get the word out about, because I was yesterday years old when I was discussing this and found out that when it's a buy one, get one free sale.
Mm-hmm.
At certain grocery stores, you got to check. I happen to know Publix, for example.
Right.
Buy one, get one free means half off. You do not have to buy two in order to get the savings.
Wait.
A lot of people don't know that.
No, that's not true.
That's true.
No.
Not everywhere, but certainly at Publix. Buy one, get one free means buy one, and it's going to be half off.
Really? Oh. I thought you had to always buy two.
Everybody thinks they always have to buy two.
I do know, like, the 10 for 10 at Kroger. Listen, how 40s are we, like, talking about grocery store prices? I do know, like, Kroger 10 for 10, you don't have to buy 10.
No.
One's a dollar no matter what. I didn't know that it was buy one, and that one is half off. You don't have to buy two.
Ooh. Which, frankly, is more likely to get me in the store. If I think, because if it's buy one, get one, I'm like, do I need two of these? Probably not. It's too much stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I know it's half off, those are great deals.
True.
What were you going to say? You just raised your hand like you were excited.
No, I was just saying, like, that makes sense.
Oh, you were just
like,
making a gesture like,
yes,
oh,
I get
good
you.
Point.
You're
you just
smart.
Held your hand up like, excellent.
How do we feel about sometimes the shoe stores, they'll do like a BOGO sale, but only certain shoes
are the half-off shoes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, maybe you have to buy the $90 Nikes to get the $40 Adidas shoes half off.
Right.
Oh, I'm confused. I always thought with shoes, it was buy one, get one, like, buy the left. We're going to throw the right in.
Definitely.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. I'm Tad. Morning, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
So, names are given, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's clear. Mm-hmm. And we've done the story behind your name. And we've done the story behind your nickname. Nicknames are earned. So, in other words, you pick your nose. People going to call you boogers.
Okay.
Kara, you like fall up the stairs. What did they call you?
Grace.
Grace. Okay.
Grace.
So that's a nickname? Okay.
That's a nickname because you earn a nickname.
Okay.
Pet names are usually from inside a family, inside a couple, right?
Okay, a pet name. All right.
That's just a term of endearment, which can be turned into a weapon. Case in point, hanging out with some friends on Father's Day and find out that this probably 25-year-old male, his father, calls him Pookie Bear.
No.
And we were joking and laughing because years ago he was like, Dad, please stop calling me Pookie Bear. And of course, I'm catching all this and I go, guess what, Connor? From now forward, you shall be known as Pookie Bear. I'm not calling you anything else. And the rest of the day, I'd be like, Pookie Bear, you want to give me a beer?
All right, so so there was no reason behind why they started calling him Pookie Bear. Right. They just called him Pookie Bear.
It was a term of endearment.
All right, so Pookie Bear is not a nickname. That's a pet name.
That's a pet name.
Okay.
My mom calls me Sony. I don't have a pet name for my mom because Sony is earned because I'm into electronics. I was always into buying like CD players and phones, always Sony. So instead of Sonny, she calls me Sony.
Is it Sony because of the Walkman thing? Or was it the Walkman or the Discman?
The Discman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. So my mother, for some reason, she calls me Star Sweeper. Oh, my Star Sweeper.
Oh, gosh.
All the 41 years old, still will post on Facebook, like, Happy Father's Day to my dearest Star Sweeper. I'm like, Mom,
Star Sweeper?
Well, it's from because Lady and the Tramp. When the lady has the baby, she sings, My Little Star Sweeper, I'll sweep the stars. And so that is stuck, right? So that's a pet name, Ted? That's not a nickname?
Pet name,
okay.
Yes.
Boy, and the more I fight it, the more I'm like, Mom, please stop. The more it's just full on.
That's what I was saying, is like pet names can be weaponized. Like, it's sort of like, oh, no, I'm just being the, come on, Star Sweeper. Oh. And by the way, Kara, we got to write that down, Star Sweeper.
If my mother's listening right now, there's a grin ear to ear on her face.
404-741-0985. I want to find the funniest nickname. Can you top Pookie Bear?
No, not nickname. You, not nickname,
not
right?
Nickname.
You
said,
no, I'm sorry.
Pet name.
Sorry.
All right.
Drex, you're going to be, I'm sorry.
Star Sweeper.
Stop.
You are going to be the police to determine whether or not it is a pet name or a nickname. We need to have this. This has to be deciphered. And of course, my nickname now is, for the time being anyway, not nickname, pet name, is Teddy Toaster. Don't know why, wasn't earned. I don't particularly love toast any more than any other kind of bread preparation.
That's what your son calls you. I call you Taddy Two Toes. I don't know why, where it came out. I think it's like Two Chains because I like to go Two Toes.
So this difference between pet name and nickname, though, we have to be very concise with this. The nickname is something you earned. You did something silly, like you were. The example was if you pick your nose, friends call you boogers, right?
Exactly.
Right. But the pet name is just some sweet
thing.
Like,
I call a lot of people kitten.
Yes.
Right? That's a pet. That's a
probably
pet
inappropriate.
Name.
Yeah.
Probably gets me into HR meetings. To the phones we go. It's Teresa in Sugar Hill. Teresa, what is your pet name?
Doorstep.
Doorstep?
Yeah. My brother and I are 10 years apart. My sister and I are 7 years apart. I don't look like them, act like them, or anything. And my father was a milkman. So the big joke of the family is I was found on the doorstep with a note. Please take her. We don't want her. Till this day, my family calls me Doorstep.
That's a nickname, though, isn't it?
No, she didn't earn that.
I earned it because I'm different.
Okay, this is
yeah,
where we're in a
gray area, Star Sweeper. It really is.
Yeah.
But it's very funny. Thing. We will accept. Listen, we're not going to turn down nicknames.
It's right. One thing for the two of you to call me Star Sweeper, but Teresa, you are not allowed to call me Star Sweeper. Absolutely not.
This is the thing about pet names. The more you fight it, the worse it gets.
That's right.
Everybody is going to, it's going to be Tad Star Sweeper and Care Bear.
I hate that.
Taddy Toaster, Star Sweeper, and Care Bear in the morning. Thank you, don't change.
Douglasville's favorite morning show.
Talking about pet names here this morning. 404-741-0985. Looking for the funniest pet names. Patty and Smyrna?
Yes. I raised 3 of my nieces and nephews from my sister's children. And growing up, one's 28. Her name was Pookie Nookie.
Pookie Nookie.
And the older one, who is a guy, he's 32 now, he was named Cooter Booter. And I currently have her youngest is 20 years old, and his name is Rambo, short for rambunctious, because He's been nothing but rambunctious since the day he was born.
All right. Oh, Rambo's right. Got a nickname. The other two, definite pet names.
Why, if you're Cooter Booter and you're like, wait. My brother's Rambo, which is cool, and I'm Cooter Booter.
Christy and Social Circle, pet names.
My husband's pet name for me whenever we first started dating was Taterhead.
Taterhead.
Not really sure why. There was no purpose for it. I don't really care about taters.
The only stories that come from pet names are the stories about how you tried to get them to stop calling you that. And now they'll
it's
never.
Not how you got it, right? Yeah.
We got another one. Husband and wife team. She calls him Boo Boo Kitty. Boo Boo Kitty.
Jeez.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 92, 76 right now in Sonoya. What's going on, Kara?
We've got Ben Affleck explaining why he always looks so mad in photos in just a second. But there's always one person who puts forth a little more effort in a relationship. For Annie Hoskins, she's going viral for sharing the total lack of effort that her husband put into packing her lunch. So for a long time, Annie's husband, Jansen, left earlier in the morning than she did for work. So she would lovingly pack him a lunch and send him off.
Sweet.
Well, he got a new job and now Annie leaves earlier and Jansen is been packing her a lunch.
Okay. It's a Lunchable.
Now that the tables have turned, it's worse than a Lunchable, Tad. The items that he sent with her are why the internet is obsessed with the couple's chaos lunches right now. Here's her unpacking what he sent to work in a grocery bag.
The whole package of Laughing Cow cheese. A bottle of barbecue sauce that the lid wasn't on. A cutie. Butter. Skirt steak. And a whole pack of King Hawaiian rolls.
A whole pack of King Hawaiian rolls?
This is her trying to explain, like, his intention of what she was supposed to do with all of these items for lunch.
So let me decipher this into butter on the Hawaiian rolls with the steak on it as a sandwich with a side snack of Laughing Cow cheese, pretzel crisps, and an afternoon snack of a cutie.
What exactly is the problem here?
No,
what
right.
exactly is the problem? You don't send full size. It's the whole bag of Hawaiian rolls. It is the entire bag of family size pretzel crisps. It is melted butter in a container and an entire container of barbecue sauce. Like, put it all together, make the sandwich, put it in something, send it on the way.
Absolutely not. This guy is a hero,
what?
An environmentalist. He's not wasting plastic bags by taking the pretzels from one bag, putting them into another. That's number one. Number two, you put that barbecue sauce on the day before, it's going to be a soggy King's Hawaiian by lunchtime.
Well, and how many relationships are ruined by someone trying to do something nice and then that another person complaining about it?
What he didn't get was a thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure he got a thank you.
He got something, yeah.
Now, it's been a long-running joke that Ben Affleck is perpetually angry. You hardly ever see a moment where the star is smiling. We've all seen the sad Affleck memes. They're all over the place.
Oh, yeah, his face comes with subtitles, for sure.
He sat down with Kevin Hart for the season 4 premiere of Peacock's Heart to Heart to explain what the deal is.
First of all, I'm also a little bit shy. I also don't like a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. This is why people see me and they're like, well, this dude always mad. He's always bored. Because somebody has their camera and sticking in my face. And I also may be somebody who, like, I do find myself, I'm like, be sitting there at home, I'm like, what's wrong? Nothing.
He says, it's just his face. He's got the RBF, resting Ben face. He has issues with the real B in that acronym.
But also, wouldn't you be miserable too? If you drank Dunkin' Donuts coffee all the time and couldn't even leave the house without paparazzi yelling your name constantly. Like, I often say, oh, celebrities have enough money. They could have everything delivered to their house. Mm-hmm. Why are you leaving the house? But that's not fair. You're not allowed to leave the house. You've got to stay on the compound.
Good point.
So we do understand, we can sympathize a little bit with Ben Affleck and his RBF. Kara, what is your excuse?
Oh. It's just my face. It's been like 3 years now since I've been able to have Botox. You guys leave me alone.
I think since the Botox has gone away, you've been more smiley. I think the Botox
because you can actually see my face.
Am I allowed
move?
To say that as a man? I feel toxic right now. B98.5, 80s, 90s, now Tad Drex and Kara show. So we know that they are shooting all kinds of movies, making TV shows around town, game shows, everything. Mm-hmm.
Everything, yeah.
You see those little yellow signs that just don't make any sense with arrows. That's usually the set of something.
Mm-hmm.
Our celebrity insider, A Wood, usually checks in on Friday mornings to let us know about opportunities to be in some of these movies, on some of these TV shows. She's out for a few weeks. Who are we going to turn to, Drex?
Yeah, man.
You know
it. Miss Know It All.
Pop culture princess, right? Mm-hmm.
And celebrity insider, Kara.
Kara. Well, it looks like Pictionary with Jerry O'Connell is going to be filming here in Atlanta July 19th through the 21st. So right now they're looking for teams of two that think they can play Pictionary.
Sometimes you'll watch those shows where it's a team of two and it's like, hey, my name is Brian. This is my wife's friend, Christy. And you think, like, well, hold on. Why aren't you playing with your wife? Well, we all know why.
I was watching The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, I was like, I would love to go on The Amazing Race, but never with you. I need to be on The Amazing Race with somebody that I can't share my true feelings with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're running late or you're not able to finish a task. I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
And Daddy blows fight. His lid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you said that to your wife, I could do it, but never with you, you know, she was thinking the same exact
No,
thing.
She was like, what do you mean you can't do it with me? And I was like, because of this.
This is what, yeah.
For Amazing Race and for Pictionary, you got to have the right partner. You got to have good energy. Mm-hmm. This is a game show. You're got there to have good times and fun and be crazy. So make sure you got the right partner. But also filming in Atlanta, actually right now, is the Naked Gun reboot.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, it's Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson, Busta Rhymes, a whole bunch of other people.
Who plays Frank Drebin or whatever the main character is?
Liam Neeson?
No
yes.
Kidding.
Wow. So, very cool. Right now, they're looking for people 18 and up with cars to come out to set. Most of the time, you're just going to be hanging out. So you get paid $168 to be there for 12 hours, plus you get a $35 bump for your car.
What kind of car?
Yeah.
Any kind of car, as long as it's not red, black, or white. So this sounds like you. You want to make a little extra money, be on set with some cool stars. I've got all of this information up on the Tad Drex and Kara Facebook page.
Do you know, are they rebooting it? Are they redoing the same?
It's... says it's the reboot.
And they want cars, but rebooting. The color cannot be the three most popular color cars.
Exactly. I know my car is black. What color is your car?
Mine's blue. It's animatter blue,
I
actually.
Asked this because Drex changes cars so often.
All the time.
No
there might
idea.
Be a new one on Monday.
And
yeah.
You're like more of a tan.
It's technically car. Pewter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fine.
Oh, you're getting fancy. Yeah. Tad Drex and Kara Facebook page for all the information on all this stuff.
That's right.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nick, you wanted to introduce your new girlfriend to your parents, and it didn't go well?
It did not go well, and I feel terrible about it, and I really hope that Jessica will forgive me for everything.
Now, is Jessica the type of woman that you would want to introduce your parents to? I mean, is it serious? There's a future?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's great. She's wonderful. And I wasn't worried because I was pretty sure my parents would approve and be okay with everything. So,
is it important to you to get your parents' approval? Like, if you think she's great, shouldn't that be enough? Why do they have to even be involved?
It is. I think it is one of my flaws, but I do seek my parents' approval.
Well, did she just not perform well? Did something happen? Like, what? Did she say something that she shouldn't? Or
I don't know. I mean, we met for dinner, and she just seemed off, like not her normal self. It was weird. There was a weird tension at the dinner table, and I hate to say this, but she failed to impress my parents. That's what
it makes me wonder. Has she met your parents? Did she work for your dad or something? Like, why suddenly you're having dinner? I mean, I guess there's nerves
because
you're meeting the parents and you're trying to be on your best behavior, and sometimes that could just
backfire.
You're just tense.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that that I know of. There's no history as far as I know. We got in a huge fight, and we haven't spoken.
You guys, what do you mean you got into a huge fight? Did you say to her like, "Hey, you didn't live up to the expectations," which that's tough.
Yeah, some things were said, and I wish that they weren't. And I just need to see if I can win her back or whatever you want to say.
So when was this dinner?
It was over the weekend, and I've called, and I'm not getting a return call. Because of that, I'm not really sure if we're still dating. So right. I need to know what's going on and figure this out.
All right, give us a couple of minutes. We're going to call Jessica. She'll pick up because she won't recognize our number. So hopefully she'll answer, and we can ask her about this and get you guys back together, okay?
Okay, fingers crossed.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Just talking to Nick, he said that he was really excited to introduce his girlfriend to his parents, and it just went wrong. She just didn't perform well. She was nervous, probably, and just didn't impress his parents, and they got into a huge fight about it. That was last weekend. They haven't spoken since.
Wow.
So when Jessica picks up Nick, she's not going to know you're on the other line. We're going to try to figure out what's going on here, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we do a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. So we wanted to call because I guess a dinner with you and your boyfriend's parents didn't really go that well.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
What went wrong?
It was his dad. He was just awful. He was a total jerk.
Oh, was he, like, making bad jokes, or was he just rude? How was he a jerk?
He's just a pompous dude who's, like, nobody's ever stood up to him, you can tell.
Want to let you know that Nick is on the phone with us. He called. He's obviously the one that called us to try to ask for your forgiveness. Nick, what about your dad? I mean, obviously, it all checks out. You were nervous to introduce her to your dad, so that's consistent with what she's saying.
I know that he can be a little intense and a little aggressive, and you're right. I certainly have never stood up to him, and it's problematic.
I appreciate that, Nick, but a little aggressive is truly an understatement.
You said that's truly an understatement. Was there something specific that stuck out to you?
Yeah, Nick didn't see it happen because he was in the bathroom at the time, but his dad was asking a ton of intrusive questions like, am I ready to carry on the family name?
Oh.
He asked me what my highest level of education is.
Jeez.
What did you say to that, Jessica?
I told him it's none of his business.
What is your highest level of education? I'm not aware.
Nick, you really sure you want to be asking that question? She was turned off when your dad asked the question.
I'm just curious. I guess you don't have to answer it, but
I graduated high school. I don't understand why that matters. You know that I'm a smart person.
That's just going to make it tough for my parents to give any sort of blessing to just a high school grad.
Jeez.
I get it. I guess I'm wrong. You're not a grown man. You are a little baby boy who needs his mommy and daddy.
So I'm assuming we don't have forgiveness here and that, Jessica, you're going to continue to not answer his phone calls.
I mean, I'm forgiving her.
For what?
What did he say?
Wait, Nick is going to forgive you. What did Jessica do wrong, Nick?
I forgive her for not going to college, I guess.
Goodbye.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Tad, Drex, and Kara show. Getting some strong reaction from this morning's Forgive and Forget.
Yeah, Nick originally called in to ask his girlfriend Jessica for forgiveness over like a dinner date introduction to his parents. But it turns out he was upset that Jessica never went to college, just finished high school. That was a big issue for him and his family.
Barbie, what do you say?
So did that really just happen? I mean, like, first of all, you're getting ready to ask her to have her hand in marriage and you don't even know her educational status.
Well, especially if it's important to you, and it's obviously was super important to him.
However, do we see Nick or his dad's side at all of this? Maybe they have a certain family lineage. Maybe they have an expectation or a perception to protect in their social circle.
Yeah, you know, this is 2024, and what I can say to that is that's given me kind of like elitist vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
if that is the case, Jessica really didn't sound like she was an elitist.
And have you seen the price of college lately? Who's the smart one here?
Exactly.
I have two master's degrees, and what I can tell people is this. If you don't really want to spend a lot of money, why don't you hump it to a community college, mm-hmm. and you can take the core classes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Barbie.
Yeah.
Nick is calling back in. He says he wants to talk to the lady with the two master's degrees. Are you?
Let's do it.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine 92 today. Could see some showers here and there. It's 70 now in Suwannee. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you why a man is suing Apple for over $6 million in just a second. But have you guys ever discovered some interesting family secrets? Yes, no, yes.
Well, they wouldn't be family secrets if we...
It wasn't a family secret, but I do remember being in fifth grade, and my Uncle Larry was roommates with Rick, and he was always around for Christmas. And then, like, my parents told me, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What, was there an issue with the electric bill?
Right.
So Jennifer Hudson just revealed a big discovery that she previously made about her family. She was about 16 years old when she found out that she had 26 siblings.
Oh, my
God. Her father had 27 children. So she went digging and found quite a few of them and had always dreamed of getting everybody together for this big grand Thanksgiving or Christmas. But till this day, she still hasn't been able to meet all of them.
It's crazy.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I know my best friend did an ancestry DNA or like a 23andMe not too long ago and found out that she had 12 brothers and sisters.
She never knew
her father. So
I wonder if the father knows he's got all these kids.
Well, he's passed away, and I'm sure he does know, but...
If you guys took a DNA test and found out that you were 100%, also that you had, like, a distant sibling, would you want to meet them? Would you reach out to them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Why not?
Yes. You wouldn't want to?
I'm good with that. They've lived their own life. I've lived my own life. I don't...
You're worried they're going to ask to borrow money.
Something, right?
Now, if you have an iPhone that is linked to any other Apple devices, you better be on your best behavior. One man wasn't and is now suing Apple for exposing his infidelity to his wife. So Richard had been cheating on his wife for a long time with some ladies of the evening.
Oh,
and always messaged them using his personal iPhone and was very careful to make sure that he deleted all of those messages from his phone, or so he thought. He claims not to know that Apple makes it possible to share messages across multiple platforms.
Yeah.
So it can be linked to your iPad, your iMac, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. So his wife logged on to the iMac and ended up discovering years of these spicy messages that Richard thought he had deleted. She promptly divorced him and took home $6.3 million. So now Richard is piping mad. He says Apple needed to lay this out a little better and let you know that it wasn't deleted off of all devices, just your one device. So now he's suing them for exactly what his wife took him for, was $6.3 million.
I mean, not the cheating part, but I could see myself being like, that's Apple's fault.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, he's going to find the one judge that's like, you know what? I'm kind of on your side with this, bud.
What?
Yeah.
You guys are absolutely crazy.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's our second contestant in one morning from Skint Chestnut. Douglasville used to be known as Skint Chestnut. Did you know this, Tori?
I did not.
And Skint Chestnut showing up big on the show this morning. Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
All right, kick rocks, Care Bear.
I'm out of here, Tori. Good luck.
Oh, Care Bear from Mount Bethel. East Cobb used to be known as Mount Bethel. You're welcome. Kara's going to step out for a few minutes. We're going to ask you five trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you're able to answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, Luke Combs says he was devastated that he missed the birth of his son last year while he was on tour. Title of Luke's hit song was Blank Car.
NASCAR.
Number two, Kylie Jenner broke down during a recent episode of the family's reality show over rude online comments about her appearance. True or false, Kylie's baby daddy is an NBA player.
False.
Number three, Brandon Flowers turns 43 today. He's the lead singer of the band responsible for the hit song Mr. Brightside. Can you name that band?
No.
Number
I have no idea. Four,
Luke Bryan has released the lineup for his 10th annual Crash My Playa Country Music Fest in Cancun. Playa is the Spanish word for what?
Play.
Number five, Kevin Costner confirmed he's not returning for the final five episodes of Yellowstone due out later this year. What model truck do employees of the Yellowstone Ranch drive?
A Ford, a big dually Ford.
Bringing Kara back in.
All right. F-150. All right, Tori and Douglasville, we struggled a little bit this morning. We had tough questions, so we'll see what happens. Kara's coming back in.
All right, Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, Luke Combs song, Blank Car.
Fast Car.
So Tori said 1-1.
Number two, true or false, Kylie Jenner's baby daddy is an NBA player.
That's false.
Who is it, Kara?
He's a rapper.
Yeah, it's Travis Scott. 2-2.
Number three, what band does the song Mr. Brightside?
The Killers.
Tori said Nickelback. I don't know who's more upset about that wrong answer. All right, 3-2.
Number four, playa is the Spanish word for what?
Beach.
Beach is what we were looking for. All right, 4-2.
Number five, what model truck do the employees of the Yellowstone Ranch drive?
Ford F-150?
All right, Tori said the Ford F-150 as well. No, they drive the Dodge Ram. They're Ram fans. Yeah.
That's a little product placement for you there, kids.
All right, final score this morning, 4-2. Tori and Douglasville, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,810 wins, 57 losses.
Sorry, Tori.
Good job.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see comedian Mike Birbiglia June 24th, Tabernacle, plus a $100 gift card to Barbacoa, Tacos, Tapas, and Tequila. Drex, I know you're into the tortilla chips.
Yes.
These people have two different kinds of tortilla chips.
Ooh.
Some of them handmade in the restaurant. Thick as thieves, delicious. I mean, you could scoop an entire bowl of guacamole with these
and
things.
And it not break.
You're trying to be romantic with me right now? Did you bring me in here to get me all...
Not bothered.
Yeah.
If you want to buy those tickets to Mike Birbiglia, everybody else can go to LiveNation.com. You're all set there, kid.
Awesome. Thank you.
You did skint chestnut proud this morning.
I've had my best.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big.